I mentioned earlier today the five calamities that are commemorated through Tzom on Shavuos B'Tammuz. At the top of the list, chronologically, not even spiritually, Chait Egel, and then, as the Mishnah tells us, Avtamas burnt the Sefer Torah, and Hemet Tzelem Bechal, Botel Atomid, and finally, what's the proximate cause? Hufkair, that in the second Beis HaMikdash, the Romans breached the walls of the old city, Yerushalayim, on the 17th of Tammuz, and there was 3 weeks of heavy fighting, and the Beis HaMikdash was burned and destroyed late in the day on Tisha B'Av. Hufkair, Vatibakair, means that the walls of Yerushalayim, the Chomos of Yerushalayim, were destroyed, or at least breached, and they ceased to perform the service. One would think that's almost ancillary to the main catastrophe that comes 3 weeks later. That's just the stage. Any war, the side that's going to be conquered, so no one is conquered all at once. Gradually they weaken and their defenses are permeated, and then the defeat comes. So to make Hufkair the focal point is a little unusual, unless we understand the significance. How significant is it that the Chomos Yerushalayim were breached? So I'll tell you. Every Shabbos morning we take out the Torah, we say the Pasuk in Tehillim, Avarachamim. Heitiva v'rtzincha Tzion, that God do good according to your will to Tzion. Tzion is the base of Mikdash. Tivne Chomos Yerushalayim, rebuild the walls of Yerushalayim. So it's not something of mabakach, it's not something incidental, it's actually something. It's something important. If every Shabbos before we take out the Torah, that's what we say, Tivne Chomos Yerushalayim. So that pasuk, the Radak says, is actually a nevuah that David HaMelech had, that he foresaw the destruction of the two Batei Mikdash, but he also saw that the Beis HaMikdash would be rebuilt. So, Eitiva Virtzoncha Tzion, Tivne Chomos Yerushalayim, and we preface it to make it not a declaration or prophecy, but a tefillah of harachamim. You should do that. So it's not only that. We have to ask, we can ask also, why on Shabbos? Why we take out the Torah? Why are we saying Tivne Chomos Yerushalayim? But there's something else. The last haftarah of the year, we say right before Rosh Hashanah every year, depending on the Sedra, Sososis, the famous Pasuk, Al Chomotach Yerushalayim Efkadeti Sharim. The Novi says, on the walls of Yerushalayim, I'm going to appoint guards, Kol Hayom V'Chol HaLayla, the whole day, the entire night, Tomid Lo Yechashu, they'll never be silent, in their protection of Yerushalayim, Hamazkirim Es Hashem Al Domi Lochem, those who recall God, do not be silent. And the pasuk continues, "Valtitnu domilo, you God, don't be silent either. Don't be silent until you build Yerushalayim. Ad yichonein, until Yerushalayim is set, fixed, restored. Va'ad yosimis Yerushalayim tihila ba'aretz, until Yerushalayim is made again a symbol of praise, tihila." So what does all this mean? Why the emphasis on the Chomos? And to make the point even stronger, 3 weeks from right now, we're going to visit this again. Because in the additional bracha that we say, or the amendment to the bracha of Binyan Yerushalayim, it ends right before the bracha itself with this pasuk from Zechariah, Anochi Eyeh Lo Chomas Eish Saviv, that in the future, God will be for Yerushalayim a wall of fire. So again, walls. Walls were breached at the beginning, and at the end we pray for the wall to be restored, even Chomas Eish, not to mention literal walls, Tivne Chomos Yerushalayim, and that represents the Geula. So why is that? So it occurred to me, what are walls? Walls are barriers. Walls are means of separating what's inside and what's outside. Jefferson said, not officially, but in a letter, he spoke of a wall of separation between religion and state in America. All right, maybe exaggerate a little bit, but nonetheless, he saw wall as a means of demarcating two entities that or two geographical locations that have to be separated, or two ideas, two concepts that have to be kept apart as well. So we have a choma in Jewish life. We have many chomos. We have many walls of separation. Ben Kodesh L'chol, Ben Yisrael L'amim, the dividing line between what's holy and what's profane, between Klal Yisrael and between the nations of the world. When the walls of Yerushalayim were breached, it means not just the separation of us from the non-Jews, but our separateness from the non-Jewish world disappeared as well. It means that our uniqueness was taken away from us. The special quality that we had of being only the Am Hashem and the only possessor of His Mikdash, the place of Hashra Shechina on earth, that was removed from us, taken away. What we do now in this period of time is try to rekindle that sense of separation. In fact, try to rebuild those walls, that wall that reminds us that we are different, that we are separate. And it's only in building those walls are we going to regain that unique relationship that we had with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hence, before Hotzas HaTorah, Av HaRachamim, Heitiva Virtzoncho Es Sion, all right? Build the Beis HaMikdash. But building the Beis HaMikdash requires first Tivnech Chomos Yerushalayim, means remind us of our specialness. Accentuate our uniqueness. How do we do that? Because we're the Am HaTorah. It says right above me. Asher bachar bonu mikol ha'amim. V'nasan lanu asa Torah. In fact, the Al-Sheikh says that who are the Shomrim of Yerushalayim? About whom God says, Al chomotayich Yerushalayim, if God is Shomrim? So Al-Sheikh said, these are the Tamidei Chachamim. Who's learning never ceases, never leaves their lips. They are the Shomrei Hachomo Sohem. La Midom, As Midom Al Tilom. They're the ones who build it. They're the ones who stand it up. They're the ones who sustain it. I mean, it's through our study of Torah, it's our performance of mitzvos, that the walls are going to be built again. And Yerushalayim will again have its character of old. That's why there's nothing more unique about Jewish life than Nasan Lanu Es Taraso. That's why we mention Tivne Chomos Yerushalayim when we remove the Torah every Shabbos morning. Not only that, Shivasu B'Tamuz Hufkoir, when our special qualities were lost, or at least they were partially erased or faded from view, the view of the world, it was only a matter of time. And that's why it's sufficient enough, not just as a proximate cause of catastrophe, but as the harbinger, really as the very essence of the catastrophe. Once the walls are gone, once the uniqueness of Yerushalayim and the people of Yerushalayim is taken from us, then the Mikdash is just almost an afterthought. And here the Al-Sheikh adds as well that when we sin, God does not require, does not even desire our korbanos. So he says, in the future, Heitiva virtzoncha es Sion, hine koeis ein chachofetz bazevach, rak bachnos hachote. Now, God, you don't desire offerings. What you desire instead is the submissiveness of the sinner. Let the sinner admit his guilt. Let us admit where we have been flawed. Let us understand what it means to lose our unique character and seek to blend in with the rest of the world, and let us regain that. I don't doubt that these 3 weeks of Avelus that we have from Shavuot B'Tamuz to Tisha B'Av, if the world had any awareness of what we were doing, it would be a source of tremendous mockery and scorn. They would just not understand what does it mean to be grieving over a Beis HaMikdash that was destroyed over 2,000 years ago. They wouldn't even understand and would be a source of lag. of a scorn in their eyes. Why? Because they don't know what it means, Hashra Shechina. They don't know what it means to be Asher b'charbanu mikol ha'amim v'nasan lo nistaraso. They don't know what it means to have Yerushalayim with a real wall, not just a wall of Suleiman the so-so. Wasn't so magnificent. Suleiman the so-so, walls. Those walls don't matter. It's the chomas esh. It's the chomos that are built by Tamidei Chachamim, that are built by Tzadikim. Those are the chomos that sustain us. We end Tisha B'Av in Mincha with this pasuk of Anochi Eyeh Lo Chomas Esh Saviv, because the journey from Shavasar B'Tammuz to Tisha B'Av is really a journey from a recognition of the destruction of the walls, the breaching of the walls, and the loss of our unique identity, to over these 3 weeks contemplating who we are as a people and even as individuals, and trying to rebuild those walls one brick at a time, trying to come close again to the Shekhinah, trying to grieve at its absence in large part from the world, and being mispalel v'techazenu einenu b'shuvcha l'tzion berachamim. Then when God does good for Yerushalayim, for Tzion, for the Beis HaMikdash, we'll see the Binyan Chomos Yerushalayim as well. And when that happens, the grandeur of Jewish life will be restored to us, and every Jew will feel that he or she is a unique prince or princess of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and together we'll embrace the Torah, and we'll see the Torah as the instrumentality of our separateness and uniqueness, and together be zocha to binyan beis hamikdash b'mehera b'yameinu. Amen.